Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. You going to make it over there? Good God.
Please tell me that was broadcast.
No, I missed it. I missed that massive sneeze you had where it sounded like you blew out your back, man.
You got to let it out. If you hold it in, man, your head's going to explode.
Exactly.
You'll soil your pants.
One of two. You could do both. You could do both, and that's terrible. That's terrible. Anyway, enough of that. Let's keep it moving here. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Oh, man. On a hot day, nothing better than having a fridge stocked full of delicious Bud products, Bud Light, the seltzers that they got. So many delicious things to keep your thirst quenched, man.
All right, let's hit some scores here real quick. Starting off with Major League Baseball last night. Tigers beat the Mariners 8-3. White Sox beat the Blue Jays 5-2. Cubs were off last night. Also, there are some games today. The Cardinals going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs at 2:20. White Sox over in Detroit playing the Tigers at 7:10. You can catch that on 94.9 WSJM if you want to listen to it on the old radio. NBA last night. Your Bucks beating the Nets, man.
Whoa.
86-83. Really throwing down some defense there. It looked like it's a pretty low-scoring game for the NBA. Brooklyn, the Nets, lead that series 2-1. Jazz beat the Clippers 117-111. Utah leads that series 2-0. Tonight, there are some games. 76ers going to be in Atlanta playing the Hawks at 7:30. Series tied there 1-1. And Suns going to be in Denver playing the Nuggets, man, at 10 o'clock.
The Suns are going to bake the Nuggets,
man. The Nuggets, man.
The Nuggets.
Phoenix leads that series 2-0.
Perfect.
NHL last night. The Golden Knights, the Vegas Golden Knights. You know those guys.
Oh yeah.
They beat the Avalanche 6-3. Vegas wins that 4-2. Nice. There you go. I don't know why I like the Golden Knights so much. The Vegas Golden Knights, because they're a new team and they did well that one year.
Dude, they're a new team and they're crushing it. Didn't they? I think they won it their first year or second year in as a team.
Something like
dude.
That. Yeah.
They got a hell of a team, man.
And they're from Vegas. It just sounds fun, you know? It sounds like a good time. Let's do some stories here, man. Let's kick it off with boxing. Wheaties, the Wheaties cereal, celebrating its 100th birthday by releasing a series of commemorative boxes, starting with Muhammad Ali. Nice.
Oh, very nice.
Local.
Yeah.
Over the next year, the Breakfast of Champions will feature other champions on their boxes, just as it had throughout the decades. So you're going to see a bunch of different people on the old Wheaties box again. I won't, because I don't eat Wheaties, because it's not that good.
Wheaties are gross. They're disgusting.
I mean,
frosted wheats are fine, but Wheaties themselves, horrible.
Breakfast of Champions, because it's good for you and tastes like nothing.
Yeah, I guess. Keeps you focused because there's no sweets or nothing in there.
Right. It doesn't take your attention off of anything because it can't. It's not that good. So let's go hockey real quick, man. Molson Beer in Canada creating a special batch of brew that involved beer being poured into and out of the actual Stanley Cup during the brewing process. Nice. The idea, of course, is to allow customers to kind of sort of be able to drink beer out of the Stanley Cup kind of, I guess. But it's kind of neat. It's called Molson Beer in Canada.
Yeah. Have you ever had a Molson before?
It's a Molson. I guess I have had a Molson.
I'm sure.
But I guess it's a special batch of the Molson.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. That sounds good. Everyone at some point should drink out of a goblet-esque thing like the Stanley Cup. You know, you pour your beer into something that is cup-esque, but it's not a cup. You know what I'm saying? No.
Like, I always feel like somebody else should have one, too, so you can clank the glasses as hard as you'd like.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
There you go. Some beer in your sports this morning, some boxing, some Wheaties and beer. There you go.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Actually, yeah, you do need beer to wash down Wheaties because it tastes so gross. It's awful.
My grandpa used to eat Wheaties with water, Brock, water. How do you make Wheaties worse? You pour water over it.
This is all we had in the Great Depression, you spoiled little crap. That's horrifying. That's going to be the worst thing ever.
Right.
Anyway, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:26, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, this is a good song for a Friday, Brock.
It gets you all Get y'all juiced up for the club. In the club.
That's when the girls start grabbing their knees, man, looking backwards at the mirror. And that booty shit.
Is that how it goes? Is that the way it goes?
Oh, weird. I used to DJ in a club that was just full of mirrors, dude. And my God.
Yeah. Girls are like birds when it comes to that, you know?
Like, so I used to start at like 9 o'clock, and usually not a lot of people in the club at nine o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
But there were always two ladies. They're older, a little older, probably, you know, 50s maybe. But they would be there at 9 o'clock, and I'd play that type of music, and they'd look in the mirror and they'd do like a workout dance. So they'd like work out kind of like before the club started, you know? Well,
when they're older, they got to get nice and limbered up before they take a young stud home because they don't want to pull a muscle.
Yeah, start at 9.
That's right. That's right.
It's hilarious.
We got to limber up, Linda. Yeah. No, that's understandable.
There you go, DJ. That's what they always say.
Fantastic. Well, anyway, enough of Hunter's clubbing days. Let's get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
I mean, if you want to get to the hot body contest again, too,
we'll get to that eventually. We got to save that. We can't give it all up right away. You know what I mean? Right away. Anyway, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. When it's hot out and you're thirsty, don't worry. Bud Distributing has you covered, man. Always.
Yeah. Let's just do some stories in the old 7 o'clock sports news. Boxing, we're going to kick it off with Wheaties cereal celebrating its 100th birthday by re-releasing a series of commemorative boxes starting with Muhammad Ali. I'm not sure if you remember the old Mama Muhammad Ali Wheaties box. A local man. You know Muhammad used to live in Berrien, right?
Yep.
Over the next year, the Breakfast of Champions will feature other champions on their boxes, just as it has throughout the decades. Some quick Wheaties box fast facts. Yankee slugger Lou Gehrig was the first athlete to be featured on the box way back in 1934.
Oh, wow. Way back then.
Michael Jordan appeared the most, getting on the box 18 times. Damn.
Damn, dude.
You know you're doing pretty well.
How many times has LeBron been on there? That'll settle the. It's not how many rings you've won. It's how many Wheaties box covers you've been on.
That's very true.
That's what it is.
Actually, you know what? Look that up. Google that while talking about sports. And I'm wondering, because they haven't been putting people on the boxes, so maybe he hasn't been on. I don't know. We'll find out. Moving on. Let's talk. What, you got it?
No. How many Wheaties boxes?
I tell you this. Not 18 times. I can guarantee you that much.
I can't find an answer. If it was easy, let's see. Tiger Woods was 14 times.
Damn.
Yeah, so LeBron's probably never even been on there because he's a chump. What a chump.
Oh, you got to win. You got to win to get on the Wheaties box.
Chump.
Sorry.
That's what he gets for ruining Space
Buddy
Jam.
Boy.
Chump.
Buddy boy. All right, hockey. Moving over to hockey. Molson Beer in Canada creating a special batch of brew involved beer being poured into and out of the actual Stanley Cup during the brewing process. The idea, of course, is to allow customers to kind of be able to drink beer out of the Stanley Cup. It's kind of a cool thing. So Molson Beer up there in Canada, serving bacon and beer that's poured out of the Stanley Cup.
Canada. I learned that from Bobby's World. That's how a Canadian spells Canada.
Bobby's World.
Yeah.
Classic show.
Canada.
That was a great show.
Amazing show. Probably one of the greatest shows ever.
Bobby. Oh, Bobbo. I forgot about Bobby's World. Wow.
How do you forget about Bobby's World? Amazing.
Because Life with Louie kind of fogs it.
No,
I like Life with Louie so much.
No, I think Bobby's World is better than Life with Louie.
No.
I think so. Nah. Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Dude, you really want to burn in hell, don't you?
I think
you
it's really want to burn. It was better. Now, don't get me wrong. Life with Louie was great, but Bobby's World. Bobby's World was on. Bobby's World was on longer than Life with Louie, too.
It was.
Yeah.
It did last a little bit longer, but.
No, anyway,
Bobby. All right. What a water, dude. That was a great show. Why would we be talking about this right now?
I know. Are we in sports? Anyway, yeah, we're in sports, right? We're talking about.
Yeah, it's about Bobby's World. All right, moving on. One more story here. College football. Yesterday, Thursday, college football playoff management committee officially recommended expanding to a 12-team postseason tournament. The 12-team playoff would include the six highest-ranked conferences champions and six other teams. These days, only four teams make the playoffs. So a jump to 12 teams would be a huge change. We'll see if they can make it happen. Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Everybody's happen. Bitching about it for a reason. Make it happen. That's all you got to do. Hey, it's like the old Ben Stiller bit. Hey,
do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Bacardi and Cola. Do it.
Hey, here. Do it. Do it. Bobby's World. This is what it is.
Yeah. You need to make an intro with this, man.
Yes. Can we do an intro with that?
There he is at his spaceship. Now it switches to an underwater thingy.
Oh, yeah. And doesn't he get back on his little trike and then he goes down the stairs?
He goes up the stairs, down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes underneath his sister in the towel, which is a little perverted. And then the dad comes out with the tie on his head. Then he goes down the banister.
Yep.
Then he goes, and then he sees the uncle who always wore the... And then his, God, dude, that is a
And he's got a football head, too, kind of like Stewie, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. He's got that big football head. Anyway, that was fun.
This is funny. You played the theme song. What are you doing? This is sports.
I don't care about sports. It's not good.
But there you go. That's your sports this morning in Bobby's World.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bobbo. Or hey, Bud.
We'll be back.